I was just I'm just kind of viewing all the districts in my listening area, mostly Beltrami, Cass, Hubbard, and Clearwater. And I would love to, I may have missed it, but what exactly is your hybrid model looking like for 6 through 12?
Okay, what we did was we surveyed parents about whether they would return or not return. So we are in a hybrid system, okay? But we had a large number of students not return and chose distance learning. So what we looked at the capacity of our building, and with the students who are returning to in-school, in-person learning, we do not exceed the 50% capacity of the building.
Oh, wow. So that worked out slick.
So we can go every day with the ones choosing to be in school because of the numbers that chose out of school. And we're going every day, but practicing the social distancing, keeping a 6-foot distance, and not exceeding the 50% capacity. What we also did was a typical day here had been 8:25 to 3:15, and at this time then, now we're changing it. We had a shortened day schedule. We changed our days to 9:25 to 3:15. Which allowed the teachers an extra hour and 15 minutes of time to prepare educational, you know, plans for our distance learners and to communicate with families as needed during this time of distance learning. So they have some of their day split up among the to accommodate distance learners.
So how many students does Kellier have in grades 6 through 12, if you know it off the top of your head?
6-12. How about K-12?
Okay.
K-12, we have, we're accounting for about 319.
All right.
And that might be early childhood through 12.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you know exactly how many 6 through 12 opted for distance learning?
Not 6-12 specifically, but I know with the early childhood through 12th grade, I would say we're at about 45%.
Oh, okay.
40,
wow.
Somewhere just above 40%.
All right. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you want to get out there about back to school this year?
Well, just that we will have an open house at 4 o'clock on September 2nd. That would be a Wednesday. And then our first day of school is going to be September 8th, Tuesday, September 8th.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Superintendent Grams. I really appreciate you getting back to me so quickly.